Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. The California Fair Plan is a property insurance company of last resort, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with the Cal Fair Plan. Once an entity of obscurity, its notoriety has vaulted into the forefront of the public eye as wildfire events have increased dramatically over the past decade. I'm an authorized California Fair Plan agent, and I often have to explain what the California Fair Plan entity is and why it exists. Having covered California Fair Plan in past Money Matters newscasts and articles, I won't rehash all its mechanisms again here, but you can obtain past articles by emailing me. A disturbing article has been gathering attention concerning the viability of the California Fair Plan, written by Thomas Frank of Politico way back in March of this year. Before diving into Frank's article, I will begin by reminding readers that California Fair is not a government-sponsored company. Instead, it is a state-mandated program that is made up of all the insurance companies that do business in the state of California, and they're lumped into one big ball of a company. Established in 1968, the Fair Plan would provide property insurance in areas that a single company might hesitate to insure for whatever the reason. Recent wildfire events, of course, have been obliterating entire communities, and since Cal Fair includes all the resources of all the insurance companies that make up the Cal Fair entity, it is assumed that it has the ability to cover all the policy it issues. Enter the Frank article I just mentioned. It was called California Insurer of Last Resort is a Ticking Time Bomb. What? Yep, Frank states that the state-chartered entity Cal Fair is in dire straits because of the alarming increase in fire events, the rapid increase in enrollment, and rules that limit the Cal Fair plan to assess rates. This appears to not only be Frank's assessment, but of Cal Fair itself. In the article, he quotes Victoria Roach. She's the president of Cal Fair. And she said, "We are one event away from a large assessment. There is no other way to say it because we don't have the money on hand to pay every claim and we have a lot of exposure." That large assessment that Ms. Roach is talking about would be additional surcharges to existing policyholders, much like a property tax assessment where participants, like you, if you hold a Cal Fair plan, would receive another bill that would be due and payable much like your policy premiums. Roach claimed it could be upwards of $2 billion or more, not your bill, but the amount that Cal Fair would need. An event the size of the 2018 campfire that destroyed 18,000 structures could require more than twice that amount, or up to $4 billion. It is possible that after a major fire event, Cal Fair would be forced to impose surcharges on millions of insurance policies of all types, which would include those insured by other entities other than Cal Fair, as well as the Cal Fair policy holders. The article goes on to state that this assessment could be the costliest in California history due to the size of the state and the large amount of property located in wildfire-prone areas that are insured by Cal Fair. At minimum, it might mean in an individual assessment of $1,000 or more on each and every one of us that holds an insurance policy of any type. It's a ticking time bomb, said Michael D. Arelli, executive director of the American Agents Alliance Association. "We're going to have a major event," he said, "and then a meltdown." Assembly member Jim Wood, in a hearing where CFP President Roach attended, he said, "We are likely one bad fire away from total insolvency." "If this was Wall Street," Mr. Wood said, "I'm not sure you could get away with this." And then Cal Fair President Roach agreed. "Part of the problem is that Cal Fair has been asking for rate increases to help cover the potential shortfall. The actual increases allowed were a fraction of the amounts that Cal Fair said it needed, partly due to a 1988 ballot measure here in California that was approved by voters to control insurance premiums." In conclusion, many property owners I talk to call the plan the California Unfair Plan. Like it or not, we have to begin to accept the reality of the situation and its costs. Wildfires are on the increase, and more property owners are having to use the Cal Fair Plan. The cost to replace damaged structures is also on the increase due to the horrendous inflation the past few years. Add that all up and it may mean in less voters, that's you and I, and the state, California Department of Insurance, allow insurers to increase rates even further. We could all suddenly see an invoice out of the blue to bail out the California Fair Plan. Either that or see rates on all types of insurance further skyrocket. And that's not good news. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. That concludes today's edition of Money Matters. This newscast expresses my opinion only. It's not meant as investment advice, nor the opinion of this radio station's staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Thanks for listening.
Money, it's a crime. Share it, don't take a slice of mine.